Thank you for calling in the Eagle Moss today. This is Angela. How can I help you?
Hi, Angela. How are you today?
I'm okay. How can I help you?
Angela, I was calling because I reached out to Eagle Moss about some parts. They're not defective. I'm sorry. Give me 1 second. I'm trying to cut down the music. There we go. They were not defective. What happened is that I didn't know, and neither did the last person that I spoke to, because they said, I asked if there was different parts for some reason reissued for the DeLorean. And she said, no, sir. There's only one DeLorean, and there's only one set of parts that we ship. And I get that. But however, looking and going through the internet, and I'm part of a DeLorean build group on Facebook, I questioned and I posted pictures of what I had. Turns out you guys have two transmissions. You guys have an automatic transmission and you have a manual transmission.
Oh, okay.
So I have been issued the automatic transmission, which I love. I have no problem with the automatic transmission. So I know that if I can read off to you the email sent to me right now, and this is how I got your guys' number, they said that they reissued an issue 16 and an issue 23 that I should receive tracking as soon as the information becomes available. That's all fine, but if issue number 23 is they're sending me a manual one, it's going to be the same problem.
Okay, so what's the problem? It won't fit?
Yeah, the support brackets don't sit the way they're supposed to. So on the automatic transmission, the screws go in at an angle, they're like in a triangle formation. And in the automatic transmission, they're in a straight line.
Okay. Hold on just a second.
Sure.
All right, let me get an escalation made up for you.
Great.
They've already reshipped that, so that's not going to help trying to reship
it. Oh, no.
Let them know what you just told me.
All right, but that was, they legit sent me the email at 11, I'm in LA at 11:55, so the email was sent 15 minutes ago. So hopefully they don't have to, they haven't sent it out yet or.
Oh, I don't know. Usually when they do that, maybe they already sent it out when they send you an email. But is it under Gabriel Zapata?
Yes, that's me.
Did I pronounce Zapata right?
You absolutely did.
Okay, so that's Spanish because the E sounds like A.
Sí. Zapata.
Okay. All right, hold on just a second. Let me put your information into this email I'm about to send to customer service. Right. Ooh. Jesus. Let me make sure this is not eShop. Hold on. This is you have a subscription for this, right? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
You're
absolutely.
Deal. Okay. They changed it. They used to have something else up there. All right,
okay.
Let's put your name in now. GABRIELZEPEDA.
Uh-huh.
Let's get your account number. You're calling about your main account, which is 244-00160-001. All right. And your phone number, you want them to call you on, is 323-535-8577?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. Hold on just a second. Customer's email address.
Yeah, I was originally hoping someone would call me from there. That way I could explain to them what was going on instead of, you know, sending out stuff that I'm not going to need to wait for. we just get the right thing out and we can just continue with the build, because at the moment, I can build other stuff around it, like the manifold, I think, and the pulley system for the car. But once I get to that area, I won't be able to move forward with it.
So okay. All right, so now I need you to give me your address and your email address so I can make sure all of that is correct.
Sure. It's my. What would you like first, my email address or my home address? Miss?
I need your BO2 and your ship to address that you use.
Okay. It's 406 Frazier. So it's 406 FRASER.
You don't have to spell it, sir. I can see it. I just need you to tell me what it is. I can
see all of that. Los Angeles, California, 90022.
And what's your email address?
Sure. It's GabeZ323 at Yahoo.
That's what I have. Hold on just a second. And they did change this. I thought I was crazy. Hold on just a second. Straight line. Emmanuel. Transmission.
Hold on.
I got it all. I wrote it down. I'm just talking to myself while I type it. You don't have to repeat it, okay? Because you get me confused while I'm trying to type. Hold on just a second. Screws. S-C-R-E-W. Yes. Or at an angle. He states that you sent him a reship and that he will have the same issue whether it is your transmission is automatic or manual. He wants someone to contact him as soon as possible. All right, let me make sure, because they changed the sheet. Let me make sure I'm putting this on the right one.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I wasn't crazy. They had two sections down there. They got notes down there now. Yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah, I got it on the wrong one. I got it on a complaint. This is not about a complaint. Hold on just a second. I knew that form looked different. Let me copy all of this over. I'm gonna copy everything over from the other sheet so I don't have to retype it. All right. Email address and phone number. Thanks. All right. Customer's name. Thank you. All right. All right, I sent the email off. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Nope, that'll be all. Appreciate it.
All right, good luck to you. I hope they get this fixed for you. Thanks for calling in the Eagle Moss. Enjoy your item. You have a great day.
Bye.